Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here to help us kill some more time, I think he might have just stepped off of his Delta flight and just made it back to his downtown humble abode. Danny Cunningham joining us on the show, Locked on Cavs, and of course, one of our colleagues here at the station. Danny, when did you get back? Did you get back today or yesterday?
I got back this morning. I thought it'd be a great idea to take a red-eye home from Las Vegas because, Spencer, tomorrow morning I get in a car and go to West Virginia for a weekend golf trip.
That's
so
right.
I have no idea what time it is, where I'm at, or where I'm going. All I know is I'm here talking to you about the Cavs.
I was going
to
say, I'm probably preventing you from getting some sleep, but also I feel like you're maybe just doing the whole thing where, like, after a long night of drinking, you just kind of, like, wake up and you just drink again and you just kind of power through. Like, that kind of feels like what you're doing right now. It's like, yeah, I'm just going to stay awake and not worry about it.
So the issue is I was able to sleep on the plane for a little bit on both of my flights. But the issue is right now, to me, it feels like 6 o'clock because I have been up until 3 o'clock Eastern time the last few nights being in Las Vegas, because that's only midnight there. Like the one night I got dinner, I had an 11:45 reservation. So my body clock is very screwed up right now.
So Danny, I know you got a chance to watch the Cavs in real time in summer league and see a lot of what was kind of transpiring on the floor. I'm sure you saw all the current Cavaliers veterans who also showed up to take in some of these games as well. I guess as you return home and you sort of reflect on the trip, what were your overall takeaways from a Cavaliers lens from summer league and everything that kind of went down?
So I came away pretty impressed with Naquan Tomlin. And he is somebody that some Cavs fans are certainly familiar with and some other Cavs fans I think are going to become more familiar with over the next 12 months or so. But he's on a two-way for the Cavs right now. And he has a very interesting story because most guys that make it to the NBA or make it to the G League or even make it to college basketball, they have played basketball their entire lives, right? Well, Naquan Tomlin didn't start playing basketball until he got to a junior college. He did not play high school basketball. And I would go out on a limb and say there's probably less than five guys in the NBA or the G League right now that's true of. So it's a very interesting story, and he's a very late developing guy because of that. But if you watch what he did in the first game the Cavs played against the Pacers, he had 30 points. He had, I believe, 25 against the Bucks. He's basically averaging across summer league over 20 points per game on essentially 60-40-80 shooting splits. So he has been very efficient while he's played. In yesterday's game, he had 10 offensive rebounds as part of a double-double. He is somebody that I do think the Cavs might have, and I'm not going to say that he's going to go out and be some star player, but he could be some sort of diamond in the rough where if a year from now we are having the conversation as to whether or not Naquan Tomlin could be in the Cavs rotation, that would be a humongous win for a team that's living in the second apron. So he was the guy I was most impressed with. I thought Jalen Tyson looks pretty good, although he was operating in a role that is much different than what he'll be in with the Cavs, because he basically had to play point guard with no Craig Porter Jr. And I do like how Tyrese Proctor has essentially, in my opinion, looked a little bit better with every game that's passed. Of course, having 35 points in yesterday's game against the Kings too.
I was actually going to go there next. Cause as you bring up that 35 point performance, is Tyrese Proctor now destined for greatness? Or I guess on a more, a less hyperbolic level, just what are you sort of expecting from him and how he fits in with this Cavs team?
So I've got a saying that I've heard. I think it's rather wise from somebody. You don't go to summer league to find out who can play. You go to summer league to find out who can't play. And I think that, you know, we don't know what Tyrese Proctor is going to be. We have no idea. But he has at least looked like somebody that belongs in the NBA. He is somebody that has an NBA caliber skill in his shooting. Now, I actually think what the most encouraging thing about his game yesterday is he was not making three-pointers. He was 4 of 14 from deep in that game against the Kings, but he was, I think, showed the most flash off the dribble that he's had in summer league. I think that he looked like a player that was not very confident in the first couple of games that he's played, and I think that that confidence really grew as the week went on, so that certainly is a good thing. But overall, kind of, it's different what I said about Tomlin because of his background versus Proctor, because he was a former five-star recruit coming out of Australia and played for 3 years at Duke. Like, he just has a much different pedigree. But if the Cavs find somebody that, with the number 49 overall pick, can be a rotation player a year from now, that is a massive hit for them. And Tyrese Proctor has at least one NBA skill in the shooting. And I do think that he looks like somebody that, you know, I could see having a very nice NBA career, but I'm not going to overreact to four games in summer league either.
I like that piece of advice you got there. I think that's I'm gonna use that from now on and remember that one in the memory bank. So Danny Cunningham joining us on the Fan Hotline. Kobe Altman has talked so much, and he did this in his end of season press conference, about like leaning into guys developing on this team. We know he's said that with Evan. We know he said that with Darius, and that kind of, I think, set the stage for what ended up playing out, where they didn't bring back, obviously, Ty Jerome, and they sort of are pivoting to, hey, we got some young guys that we think deserve some opportunities here. And I think that starts with somebody else that you mentioned in Jalen Tyson, even though you said in summer league here this past week, he was kind of playing out of position or where he wouldn't normally play with the Cavs. What are you envisioning Tyson's role as the Cavs want to see him develop as a guy they took in the first round last year, being going into year two as he likely takes on a little bit more?
I think that his minutes load probably looks something like what Isaac Okoro's did last year, where he's going to average around 15 or so minutes per game for the Cavs. And I think as far as his role goes, I wonder, can he be like a light version of Max Strus? Now, I think Strus does some things, primarily the movement shooting, that Jalen Tyson's just not going to ever have as part of his game. Like, I just don't envision him ever being somebody that the Cavs are going to run off screens to create open three-pointers for. I don't see that in his future. But if you think about a lot of the other things that Max Strus does, where he's a very good connector, right? Like, his passing is very good, and Tyson has flashed that, albeit playing point guard, which is a little bit different. But I do wonder if that is one of the skill sets that can kind of carry over to the regular season when it does actually matter. And I think that he has to be somebody that, you know, rebounds the basketball very well and wins a lot of the 50-50 balls. And basically the way that I saw Tyson when he was picked, and I think it's still true now, can he be a little bit of a taller version of Josh Hart? And I don't think that we could rule that out being the possibility for him. And I think after watching him play in summer league, like, he looked like somebody that was a little bit too good to be playing in summer league. And that's really the best thing you can say about him after this week.
I think fans would love it if he could turn it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
into sort of a Cavs version of Josh Hart, that would be fantastic, because I think Josh Hart would be a fan favorite if he was here in Cleveland, for what it's worth. Danny Cunningham here on the Fan Hotline. I'm going to ask you this in a silly way, but we know there was all the LeBron stuff going on while you were out there. There was all kinds of talk and murmurs about where he might end up or if he doesn't return to the Lakers. When can we expect him back in Cleveland, Danny? What's the latest on LeBron?
I would imagine that the NBA will schedule the Lakers to be here in October, November, because it seems as if that's when their first trip out east that the Cavs are always on is. So I would imagine he'll be there then. I would guess he'll be in Northeast Ohio again before basketball season gets here, giving his roots here. But I just finished recording my podcast for tomorrow, and somebody asked me about this, a very similar question to this. So the way that I see it is, as of right now, I would be very surprised if LeBron James does not play for the Los Angeles Lakers this season. After this season, I would be surprised if LeBron James plays for the Los Angeles Lakers. Is LeBron going to keep playing basketball? I don't know. Could this be the final year of LeBron James, as wild as that sounds? Maybe. It's possible. I think that if he's going to be back on the Cavs, it would have to be because he is bought out, which I don't think the Lakers are going to do. I don't see why they would do that, because the Cavs are not going to trade for him right now. But I could see a world in which, if LeBron wants to keep playing after this season and the Lakers are maybe not in his future, does Cleveland make sense at that point? I don't know. I could see it, but I would be very surprised if he's on the Lakers next season, in the same way I would be very, very surprised if he's not on the Lakers this season.
So what about all the I guess, smoke that linked him, or I guess they popped up this week, that sort of linked him to maybe being traded to Dallas, which would take a number of teams sort of being involved? Was that more bluster, or how much of that was like it had some legs to it and it still is a possibility?
I don't think that there's a team out there that wants to trade as much money in players that are good for what LeBron James is currently making at his age, and given that the future for him is a question mark. We don't know how good LeBron's going to be this year. We don't know how long LeBron is going to keep playing. For a guy that makes $52 million, having to find a way, and of course Dallas is in a different financial situation than the Cavs are, but having to find a way to match that salary is very difficult when you also want to have a championship caliber team. The reason that LeBron doesn't necessarily have a ton of trade suitors isn't because nobody, like, everyone thinks he's still great, but how worth it is blowing up a core of a team for a 41-year-old that makes $52 million? Like, that is if LeBron James were available in free agency, I think every team should have interest in him. But trying to trade $52 million to get him, that makes it much, much, much more challenging.
I'll get you out of here with this, Danny, and I'm very gracious for your time, especially knowing that you're so sleep-deprived. We all saw here on the home front the Kenny Atkinson clip where he was talking about Evan Mobley taking that next step, and that next step being like, yeah, he's got to be an MVP candidate. He's got to be one of these top guys in the league. And obviously, to get to that level, it starts with Evan putting in the work, which I keep seeing videos pop up on my Twitter feed of him just working out and doing that. I think he has taken that part of it seriously. But after Evan and just his want to and desire to be great, who is more responsible for Evan taking that leap to become an MVP candidate? Is it Kenny and using him in a certain way and making sure that he's touching the ball even more and out on the court? Or is it Donovan, who is the player that Mobley's obviously going to concede to the most because he's Donovan Mitchell and he's a star on this team, who has to sort of be able to push Evan and make sure he's kind of leading Evan into that responsibility and taking on that next sort of mantle, if you will?
I think, and these things often are, I think it's a combination of the two. And obviously it is, as you mentioned, first and foremost, it's on Evan to go out and be a star.
Yeah.
It is on Donovan Mitchell to get him the basketball. It's on Darius Garland to get him the basketball. It is also on Evan Mobley to demand the basketball, which is an area where, you know, we can talk about the skill growth, which has very clearly happened and I think is going to continue to happen. But I also think there needs to be more aggression than what we've seen from him. And to give him credit, I thought he was a more aggressive player this year than he has ever been, but he needs to be a more aggressive player next year than he's ever been too. So I also think it's on Kenny Atkinson to make sure that those things are all happening, because I do believe that everybody organizationally understands that for the Cavs to be a team that can win the championship, Evan Mobley needs to be a star. Now, is he going to win an MVP award? I don't know. He's already received an MVP vote, which is more than 99% of NBA players ever can say. So, like, he is the elite of the elite. But I do think that the ceiling for him is still pretty high. I think he has a lot that is still untapped that he can get into. And if he reaches the level that he is capable of reaching, the Cavs are going to be a very, very difficult team to beat.
He's Danny Cunningham, fresh off of a flight from Vegas. He joined us on the Fan Hotline. You can follow him on X at RealDCunningham. And, of course, he covers the Cavaliers for his own Substack, The Inside Shot, Locked On Cavs. And he's a friend and colleague of ours here at the station. Danny, you know I always appreciate the time. I really appreciate it on a night where I know you're sleep-deprived. Enjoy the golf this weekend, my friend.
I very much appreciate you, Spencer. Thank you.
Danny Cunningham on the Fan Hotline. Big thanks to him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.